Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and you are listening to the Living by Design show. We are so excited that you have decided to join us this evening. It's a little bit rainy here in southern Indiana, but we are moving right along. We are upon the holiday season, and I know everyone is so excited and ready for the holidays to begin. Well, whether you're ready or not, they're here, so you better get ready. I absolutely cannot believe this year is almost done, but it is. It's almost over, but you still have some time to plan your life turnaround for the new year, and we have a wonderful guest that's going to be joining us this evening, and I am very excited to have Anita Hawkins-Nolan join us, and I'm going to bring her on the line here shortly. But I just want to remind everyone that we are still in our No More Denial month. This is the month for No More Denial. And next month, we are going to be featuring Arrange for a Change. That's going to be our theme next month. So you had better get ready for a change in your life, because if you aren't ready for a change in your life, then I'm not sure what to tell you. The only thing that's going to really, really, really make your life what you want it to be and you accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish is to be willing to undergo a life change. So with that, I am going to introduce my guest and bring her on the line because I'm very excited to have her join us this evening. Anita Hawkins-Nolan is a very, very dear friend of mine. She lives in Indianapolis, Indiana. And there is one core value that describes the essence of Anita, and that's love. She truly loves God, her family, and people. Now, this has been demonstrated throughout her entire life. She's a lifelong resident of Indianapolis, and she has worked tirelessly to make a difference in the lives of others, and I absolutely love that about her. She has served in leadership capacity on many nonprofit boards, such as the Martin Luther King Multi-Service Center, the United Way of Central Indiana, Church Federation of Greater Indianapolis, Stewart & Associates, which is where I met Anita, and the Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic, just to name a few. She has also served as a member of the advisory council for two mayors in the city of Indianapolis. She's a charter member of the President's Roundtable, a group comprised of presidents from the key women civic and social organizations in Central Indiana. She has a bio that is extremely long. She is a member of many organizations. She is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, a life member of the National Council of Negro Women, a life member of Jack and Jill of America. She's a member of NABO, and she's also a member of the Indianapolis Chamber of Commerce. And she is just a wonderful, wonderful individual, and I'm so excited and happy to have her join us this evening. Anita Hawkins-Nolan, welcome to the show, Anita.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And before I begin, because you know I love to talk and everything, but I just wanted to tell you how honored and humbled I am that you thought of me to talk about No More Denial, because when you think about it, that is a topic within itself. You didn't say no more rejection. You said no more denial. So to me, that's saying that we deny a many a thing that comes from within, not so much from without. And so I was just excited. I just wanted to tell you, I thank you so much for thinking about me and giving me this opportunity to talk to your listeners this evening on the eve of Thanksgiving here in America.
Absolutely. Well, I am very honored that you are here with us, and I know you are just going to be a wealth of knowledge and some of the tidbits that you're going to give our listeners, they are really going to be able to benefit from that. So I'm really excited to have you. And you're right, it is on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And, you know, since you mentioned that, let's not forget that the word giving is in Thanksgiving. So when we're celebrating, let's make sure that we try to do all that we can to give back something, you know, instead of just filling our bellies with food.
Exactly.
Let's think about trying to give back to others, you know, because that's what Thanksgiving is all about. You know, isn't that right, Anita?
Yeah, and that is true. And, in fact, the whole season, of course, for me, I try to do it on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's something because people are so caught up with themselves. And before we talk about no more denial, I just have to tell you about this incident that I experienced this afternoon when I was at Walmart. And I was there in line and after this lady, and so I began talking to the sales associate there, the cashier, and noticed the lady had left her wallet. So immediately I yell out, so she was almost at the door, you know. And so, of course, not only did she stop, but everybody else turned around. And then a couple other people started helping me. So I told her, I said, you left your wallet. She left it on the counter. Now,
oh, my goodness.
And she proceeds to tell me, well, I had the credit cards in my hand, and that's what happened with what happened. But she stopped to really have a sense of appreciation. She basically took it and said, thank you, and just left. And that was it. Well, I was,
really?
Yeah, and I would have done it because I'm that type of person. I would have just done it in general because it's the right thing to do, and it's always the right time to do the right thing. And I just thought that was strange. And the cashier and the other, there was a young man that was standing there, and she looked at him first, and she then looked at the cashier, and then she looked at me, and she just took her wallet basically and left and just said a real brisk thank you. And people need to stop being so caught up in the moment and just have an opportunity to savor and be in the moment. And so I just wanted to share that because, again, you know, when we're talking about getting ready for Thanksgiving and that is the prelude for the weeks to come and everything, people need to just be able to enjoy life and get away from all of the to-do list and all of the things that come with it and just be able to just enjoy and embrace people, places, and activities. So
absolutely.
Enough said with that, but I just had to share that.
I totally agree with you, Anita. Before we go any further, I'm you know, going to go ahead and just see if my co-host is on the line. I know he was trying to get into the show. Are you there, Tony?
Yes, I am.
Good evening, Tony.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Vera. Yeah, I've been kicked off several times, so I don't know if the turkey decided they were gonna mess with the line or not. But I just had to be persistent and stay with it. So.
Well,
we're welcoming Anita Hawkins Nolan. So we're just very excited that she's joined us this evening, and we're just going to jump right into the topic, Anita, of no more denial, because I know in your work, and I love what you have in your bio about the core value that describes the essence of you is love.
Yes,
that says it all right there. That is so very important because when we put ourselves out there. And we sacrifice who we are to help someone else or change the life of someone else. And we put our own needs aside. That's what real love truly is. And that says a lot. That really says a lot.
And that's true. And see what happens so many times, people love things and use people, but people should really love people and use things. And so many times, you know, you just don't get to enjoy people for who they are. And I always say, regardless of the spectrum in life, there's a commonality of humanity. And all of us, regardless of where we are, there is still that basic need for love, that basic need for feeling valued. And regardless of who we are and the pinnacle of the stratosphere of life where we have arrived, that core value is constant. And it stays, and it's always running through each of us.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, because we live in a world, and it's a large majority of people that they're just all about themselves. What can you do for me?
Yeah.
What can you give me? How can you make me feel good? Me, me, me. I mean, they don't really think about other people in their life, how their actions may affect others in their life. It's not important. What's important is what someone can do for them or what someone can give them. That's really important. And that's sad. That's really
sad. Yes, yes, yes. So I tell you, but one thing for sure, like I said, you know, I just want us to begin to revisit that on a day-to-day basis in every area of our lives. When we come across people that so oftentimes I enjoy, like, trying to see a service person's name tag so I can call them by name. I've done that in every.
I do that too.
Yeah, and to me, you'd be surprised. It just changes their whole countenance because I'm no longer the what will we say, TSA officer. You know, I become this person and all, and people, because a lot of times people have thankless jobs, and because of that, they don't really feel appreciated. But when I really, and I mean genuinely, pull it from within, not a fake and phony smile, I'm not talking about that, but when you land it from the inner part, it is received on the inner part. And that's how each one of us can make that difference, and that genuine difference. It doesn't have to be on a big soap box. It doesn't have to be in a big arena where you just one individual at a time. And I'm serious about that. I love people, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
And we certainly do need more Anita Hawkins Nolans in the world, because there's a shortage of you.
I appreciate that. But you know what? It's something that each of us, whoever we have been, our name, our earthly name, whoever it is here, we need to cultivate that and make every attempt to just be that person, be that giver, be that person that goes that extra mile, take the high road, you know, when and you'd be surprised. When you do, people think that means that you're weak or whatever. No, that's where your greatest strength is, because when you retaliate, when you do things like the world does, then you're expected to do. But when you show the love of God in every area and with everyone you meet, it definitely changes the atmosphere of things, which, again, that's one of my seminars, too, that I talk about.
Yes, absolutely. And I love the topic, which is what I actually named the show, Sign, Seal, and Deliver Your Destiny. I love that. That's so true, because we just have no idea how much control we actually have over our destiny and what is inside of us, the true essence. Like you said, the true essence of who you are is love.
Right.
Well, if that true essence was in more people, the world would be a better place, but we know that love is missing in so many individuals. It's just not in there. That's why they can't give it out, because they don't possess it.
Right. Right,
and that is so true.
Yeah, Sign, Seal, and Deliver was my signature piece. That was the first one when I was asked to go to Germany and to create seminar for them there, and that just came to me because I believe it was for Women's History Month that time, and it was like women putting a stamp on America, and so that just resonated in me, you know, the signing, the sealing, and the delivering. So it's, you know, people don't understand that signing is the intent to accomplish a goal or an aspiration. It's a vision.
Right.
And then you go into the sealing, which is what cements and implements the vision and all, the determination to achieve the vision through preparation, because you can have something that you declare, but if you don't have preparation within your implementation, then you don't have anything. And then the delivery. So, you know, and that's actually the vision made visible. So that was one of my favorite seminars. You know, I custom most of my seminars for their theme-based and all, but that is one of them that is near and dear to my heart, and I've been able to take that to a lot of different venues.
excellent. That's excellent. Now, Anita, let me ask you, because I know in your work and in your opinion, I know you see denial quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We know that that's something that a lot of individuals suffer from, and they just they lose so much time in life. They lose so much very critical, important time being in denial.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as some of the reasons that people fall into that denial trap?
I would say there are a lot of different reasons, Kathy, but they all link to one thing, and that's the saboteur. I believe the saboteur is the one inner imp that really causes us, it immobilizes, it paralyzes us. When we paralyze ourselves, then what happens? We become immobile. When we become immobile, what happens? We don't do anything. So deny, to me, equates to delay. And once we delay, then we're not able to be able to bring forth, call forth, that purpose that's in us, what we were designed to do. So a lot of times denial is not from the outside. Denial comes within. So that's why when you had asked me to appear on your show to do this, it was like, uh-oh, did she know? What did she know mm-hmm. about me? Because, you know, I can speak to it. Why? Because I have had the case of denial myself.
Yes. Not I think
so
we
much,
all have.
Yeah, and it's not so much that I believe that you have a lot of times people say a fear of failure, but Kathy, for me, Tony, for me, sometimes it's been a fear of success because saying, okay, you get to this, how are you going to keep it fresh? What are you going to do to keep yourself out there? And now, so what's the simplest thing to do? Nothing. Nothing.
You know, that's
so
a good point, Anita. That's a good point. Fear of success and fear of failure. Those are the two big ones.
But
both extremes.
A lot of times people, yeah, that is true. And I guess for me it hadn't been, you know, when you know what it is you've been designed to do, your purpose, and you see that common thread through your entire life, guys, it's one of those things where it's not a fear of failure. It's really, for me, it's really success. It's like then, okay, you get out there, then how are you going to keep reinventing yourself? How are you going to keep it fresh? How are you going to come up better than the last time? So those kind of things. See, again, I have to say, because I gave this a lot of thought, meditation, you know, when you and prayerfully that your listeners will realize a lot of times we like to put the blame game on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But so often the denial comes in with us, because if you really think of what denial means, is to discount, to count out, to deprive. And so once you think of depriving, and then you go through a whole lot of D words, and they're not pleasant, but they all point back to that saboteur. So a lot of times, instead of when that saboteur, and the saboteur is within us, it's that mental, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, that says, oh, you can't do this. Oh, this isn't the first time this has happened. Oh, you're not bringing anything new to this under the sun. You know, we know there's nothing new under the sun. You're not bringing anything new to town. I mean, just a multitude of excuses and reasons why not to do. So then the denial becomes a delay.
Yeah.
Then we become defeated. And with the defeat, we retreat. So, I mean, it's like a domino
right.
effect on a lot of things. So that's the reason I feel that a lot of times the denial is from within.
And I like that you said the blame game, because it's either someone people are blaming or something. It's either one of those, someone or something, some situation. If only that situation was different. If only
right.
that individual would be different, I would be different. It's
right.
always dependent on something else. So that's
right.
the truth.
Right. But that's that. And, you know, if you think about it, and for me, like I said, because of my Christian background, you know, that has been since the beginning of time, okay? You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody started passing the buck, even in the garden, you know? And so that's the reason I just believe that it's innate characteristic in us to do that instead of just owning up to why we don't do and stop. You know, we get stuck in a lot of our stories as well, and because of that, being stuck in our stories, we're not able to be mobile and moving forward. No, we just stuck in our stories. So all of these things, actually, Kathy and Tony, and audience, that's what helped generate the denial. But no more, no more denial. No more. And that's why I really like that. And that goes from two.
And Kathy and Anita, I'd like to, if I could interject, and just say that, I know, Anita, when you were talking about the self-sabotaging, that thing that went on with the fear of success, I think a lot of folks really don't pay a lot of attention to that. They don't really look at that fact that sometimes it's not failure.
Right.
It's just being happy where you are. But in truth, you're not really happy. You're just settling. You're just staying there. You're just allowing yourself to be there. And it's going to take a little bit more work. It's going to take a little bit more commitment. It's going to take one more step. And the thing about it is, you know, from all the songs and the analogies, you know, you have to reach past the break. You got to take one more step to get closer to where God has provided that destiny for you. And if you stay in that one place, comfortable in that place, or even if you're not comfortable, you should never look at yourself and say, I can't, because he's provided the ability for you to do it. I mean, the one thing I love about God is he's given us free will.
Yes.
And that free will gives us the opportunity to make those choices. But that's where that from a Christian standpoint, that's where what faith is all about, is believing even though you don't know what's on the other side, believing even though you don't know what's in store, and understanding that he's prepared everything that you need.
Yes.
And so when you said that, I was just thinking the fear of success, and you and I have had that conversation.
Yes.
The fear of success should never be something that anyone should ever take a look at past that thought, because the bottom line is success is exactly what God has prepared for you. You just don't know the shape, way, or form that it's going to take place. That's what faith and that's what belief is all about. And then you get out of that comfort zone. And it takes a lot to get out of the comfort zone, but I know you're on your way there. And Kathy and I have talked about it in so many different ways with so many different folks on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to bring that up because I know that's one of the things that so many people deal with. It's not necessarily a fear. It's just a comfort. And that comfort is what people just kind of stand in and stay on. And they don't have to do that. It's change.
Well, Anita,
I want to
get back to something you mentioned earlier, because I truly think you totally hit the nail on the head when you talked about that inner voice. It's that inner voice that totally crushes, kills, and destroys people.
Yes.
It's that inner voice inside of you that says, oh, what the heck, oh, it's not going to work, oh, I'm miserable, oh, if only this, if only that. If we could just get beyond that inner voice, because we give in to that.
Right. I'm too old.
We give
in
to that
voice. I don't know how to make contact. I mean, just so many things. But then piggybacking with what Tony said, and that's what I love about it, when kindred spirits come together like we are, because we can speak from a spiritual perspective. Because what we do is, like he mentioned about faith, but what we need to do is put some feet to that faith and just allow him to be prepared. You know, again, I always say, if we don't, heaven won't. So he
will. Like
things
that.
Won't. Yeah, things won't happen and come into play until we start moving in faith, believing. But with that, we have to be, you know, we have to move out. You even look at even Moses with that. You know, there's a time not to pray. Believe it or not, he said, get up, get out, start going. I will be with you. And once we understand that, and it really helps us in every area of our life, because again, the biggest thing is to paralyze, because once we become paralyzed, then we are immobilized, and once we do that, we just don't carry out our design plan. And that's one more trumpeter, that's one more individual that has chosen the path of least resistance instead of something that can impact someone else. It may not be millions, tens of thousands, or whatever, but making that impact, it could be tens of hundreds, whatever.
Right.
But we've got to get going. So, again, no more denial on that, because then that way, once we do that, we have allowed ourselves through the saboteur, and I encourage my coaching clients, my audiences that I talk to, give a name to your saboteur, whatever you want to call it. You know, you could, Kathy, you're Kathy, you could give it a name when that other spirit, inner spirit in you, which we know who is prompted and engineered by, comes and say, CC, we're not going there this time. You know, I'm not trying to hear it. And that's and make it real. I mean, personify it, because it's real enough to keep us defeated, doesn't it? It keeps us in denial, doesn't it? Denial, doesn't it? So it's a real force to be reckoned with.
And you're right about getting going. I mean, getting going is that's what we really need to dig into, because, you know, there are lots of people who get it. Oh yeah, they get it. They know exactly what faith is. They know exactly what belief in Christ is. They know exactly what it means to understand God's purpose for our life, understand which direction our life needs to go. But when it comes to walking that talk, oh, my goodness, all of a sudden everybody falls down. And excuses come out of the woodwork. Here come the excuses. So that's really what we need to talk about.
Okay. Well, one thing.
Walking your talk.
Walking, yes. And you know, and that's one of the things. First of all, you know what is in you to do. And that is it could be a ministry of helps, where you can be there for someone that is families going through crisis. Just your warmth and your spirit can be there to help and give them comfort and all. Everybody's not meant to be public speakers. Everybody's not, God hasn't given us all the same gifts and talents. And I always say gifts more because talent is a whole different thing. We're not going to go there right now. But what it is that he gives you, then you put it out in the atmosphere. You need to declare it. You need to declare. Since we're talking about no more denial, we need to declare openly and start walking in it, living in it, already seeing it before you, because each of us really, we're all really creative, resourceful, and whole naturally. So knowing that, and that's something that we have in us, so declare it. And even if you are not in an environment where everyone is receiving it, declare it anyway, even if it has to be in your mind, because there are some, you know, that say don't put it out there because some people, but if it's what's for you, it's for you anyway. So declare it, walk in it, and then you align your design, make sure that you align yourself with what it is you plan to do. And these are steps as I'm just, you know, coming and talking to you, because you need to design what you need to do and then delve into it. And that means to do your homework, whatever it is you desire to do. So there will be no more denial. You need to delve into your work. You need to learn how to be the best in the field, in the area, in the ministry that you can be. And you always align yourself with someone that has been viewed as already doing it, being successful in it. And you kind of benchmark and you see, you're not trying to be a carbon copy, because I always say, you know, regardless of anything in life, how we're conceived, there's no purpose that can be confiscated because each of us has like our own unique footprint, just our own unique thumbprint. So, but you do try to find from others that are being successful at what you want to do, do that and align yourself, delve into that. And then, again, be determined. Be determined regardless of whatever the situation that this is going to be once you know that this is what it is you're to do.
Yeah, I like that word. And I'm just going to add to that word because I know there are two types of people who listen to my show. I think there's a larger majority of my listeners who actually do get it, and then there's a smaller majority that don't get it.
Uh-huh.
But for the ones who do get it, I like that word determination because I'm going to add to that and say discipline.
Uh-huh.
Because we know what to do.
Uh-huh.
We know how to walk the talk. We just get caught up in not doing it. We let the negative voice in our head take over. But look at it this way. When you wake up in the morning, very few people actually wake up and jump out of bed. You always wake up and you have to force yourself to get up and go to work. That's discipline.
Uh-huh.
Well, you use that same discipline to force that negative voice out of your head.
Exactly. Exactly. And
you have discipline in your life.
Exactly. And discipline, and that's the whole, really, because I tell people all the time, sometimes I can be so busy with busyness that I'm not doing the business that I'm supposed to be doing because you've heard the expression, what is it, by all means necessary? And that's
right.
The thing. By all means necessary, as long as I'm being diverted, it can be innocent activity that's keeping me from doing what I need to do. So, see, again, that's, again, the form of denial, no more denial. Because what you're saying is you are delaying what it is you're supposed to do. So I agree. Once it's been determined your purpose, determined what you're supposed to do, then you be determined to do it. And again, as you said, through discipline and determination.
Mm-hmm.
So see, we concur mm-hmm. on that. We you know, these minds, like-minded individuals think a lot on those kind of things, yeah.
Yeah, and it takes practice too, Anita, don't you think? I mean, it really does take practice because we, especially, I spoke to a group of young people a couple of weeks ago, and you know, well, actually, it was the administrators that we were going to design a workshop for the young people, and I was explaining to them how it's easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken adults.
Right.
And once we become an adult and we're broken, because all throughout our lives we've had toxic thoughts and we've given in to those toxic thoughts, and then it turns into toxic behavior, now we have to reshape the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to go through that change. It's very, very difficult. But and that's why I say that we have to start small and practice these new behaviors, practice affirmations, practice pushing yourself out of that comfort zone that Tony mentioned earlier. That comfort zone is nothing comfortable about it, if you ask me.
You're right.
I like to call it a place of familiarity because it's not comfortable.
Right. Yeah,
definitely
it's
a spot that you're stuck in.
Yes. And, you know, when you were saying that, I was just thinking another thing, too, and we're just going to call to this evening's program, like I said, these will be no more denial D words, things that we've talked about what puts us in the place of being in that denial mode and denying ourselves from what it is we're supposed to do. But then again, on the other end, one of the things that I think about is also defend. Now, a lot of times we think of defend in a negative, but no, defend has both positive and negative, because if a person's going to defend, that means that they are going to support and maintain by any means necessary. So we're talking about,
right.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people, when we think defend, oh, she's defensive and all, we've got to stop always having attachments so that words can be fluid and we can think and move in and out of words and all. And when you defend something, that means that that goes back to that determination and that discipline. You are going to protect and guard that which you're supposed to do. Treat it delicately, but also treat it with that desire that's in you that burns and all, so that you really can exude the greatness that's within you, and it can become manifested and for the world. Again, all of the things that we really do are to be a blessing to someone else.
That's right.
But yeah. And see, people think, you know, and that's what separates to me the successful people and the other. If you're just doing it, see, I tell people all the time, a lot of things I do and have done it, I would do it if I didn't get a dime doing it, because that's part of my purpose. Now, a lot of people just can't see, but that is, if I have an opportunity to share or talk to someone, and it could be a child, or it could be someone that was having a bad day, even maybe at a gas station or whatever, I'm not going to say I'm going to withhold all of that until I'm in a forum or arena. That's what I do. So you do what you do regardless of who you're with or whatever. You just do, because that is the essence of who you are.
I was just going to say that. On that defense, something that came to mind when you brought that up, Anita, was the fact that when you have something that is new to you, something that has developed within you, and you've gotten the courage to get out of that zone, that place. I love the word defend, because we need to treat it as though we would treat a young child who is defenseless.
That's right.
Because what it is, it's something brand new in us.
That's right.
There are going to be people that are going to try to fight us about it, and sometimes we're going to have to fight ourselves about it. But if we defend it with that same kind of zeal, that same kind of power,
that we would
if we were protecting a child, then I think if we kept that mentality, I'm going to fight this until I understand it. I'm going to fight with this and defend this emotion, this growth, this peace that has been blossomed in me to be the best that I can be, because it's been given to me as this gift. And if I defend it, then I can watch it grow the way it's supposed to grow. So I just thought about that when you said it like that. I was thinking of it as a young child, because a lot of times that's what it is. It's something brand new to us.
Right.
Something that's new and growing and something unseen, and then all of a sudden we're able to do something with it. So I like that word defend.
And then, you know what, Tony, with that, then you don't treat it any old kind of way. Then whatever it is that we should be, that's within us to do, that's causing the denial, that's causing denying and depriving yourself. You know, when you defend it, you guard it. You just don't treat it any like it's just, oh, whatever, you know. And so, again, these are things that I want us to see from a different perspective, and putting on a different lens on the no more denial.
Yeah, and since we're putting the D words in there, I'm just going to throw another one in there, and that's decisions, because we definitely have all the power in the world to make the right ones. And, you know, that's what the whole show is about. That's what the whole month's theme has been about, No More Denial, is when you make the decision, then you put these other factors that, you know, Anita, you've been talking about, you put these factors behind it, and that's how you, you know, design your life.
Exactly. And so that's why, you know, and I just wonder, do you ever have any, callers that have asked for you guys guidance or maybe what they would feel that you could help them with? Have you ever had any callers come on the line with questions or anything?
Absolutely, yeah. No, we definitely don't take callers, and everyone who listens to my show knows that we don't take callers who are on hold with a private number or calling in from Skype.
Mm-hmm.
We must have a number that we can see.
Uh-huh.
We actually have quite a few of those on hold right now, but I can't bring them on the line, and, you know, this is a live show, so
uh-huh.
that's why we don't do that. But absolutely, yes. You know, callers call in and they get advice. They ask questions about their particular situation. I actually get more email notes than I do callers. I think people may be a little shy about actually talking about their situation live, but they certainly do email.
I feel that this was a good theme for the month of November, and of course we got another week to go with this, but that I really hope that when people realize the benefit of doing the things that help put them in that position where they can move forward and no longer have the excuses and being stuck in a story, you know, then we will be a healthier society, because really when we're not doing what we're supposed to do, we really do. We're in a state of depression. We're just we become defiant and all. And so by looking at the things like we were saying, to defend and to be determined and be determined, and the discipline and everything, it's my prayer that after today's session that people will really take a look again and hopefully revisit as we begin to wind up toward the end of the year, as you mentioned, and we have our sights on 2011 and everything, and get things done. One of the things for me, if I can just inject this, that I have had some books that I need to write, and the sad thing about it is I'm a writer. That was my major, journalism and English, but guess what? I'm going to do that because the Lord has already given me outline and everything, and so no more denial for me. I'm going to be the first one to come forth and say, you know, amen, sister, amen, brother.
Good for you.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, when we first met, actually, I was just impressed when I saw you at it was actually at Expo, Black Expo. And
I thought it was Expo, you're right.
Yep, and it was that period of time then that we didn't do anything until this appointed time. And so, again, you know, this has been very healthy for me as well, because, like I said, yeah, I've done a lot of things. A lot of people would say, oh, well, what are you complaining about? But when you know that you're not running full capacity, it can be a little disheartening, since we're throwing out D words, you know. It can be disheartening and all. So I feel, even beginning with me, and I'm going to do that, and I know that I'm going to do that, because for me, no more denial. I'm going to get the book. I have two of them, but one of them, virtually all I need to do is plug in the chapters, the pages. I already got the outlines.
And that's good, Anita. I'm so glad you're saying that, because, you know, that is one of the things that does plague our society, is procrastination, and that's one of the things that goes right along with denial, is that it can really set us back. And the other point I wanted to make is that just like you just mentioned a bit ago, that, you know, we met at Expo, and I think that was last year, Expo, but quite a bit of time passed before we actually connected and, you know, just really started communicating more consistently. And the whole point and moral of that little comment is that when God brings people to your life, don't ignore it. Again, there's a deny word. Don't deny it.
Don't deny it.
Don't ignore it. Allow God to work in your life through that individual. God brings people to your life, our lives, for reasons.
Yes.
And when we ignore that and put it aside, we miss huge blessings.
We miss huge blessings. Because I always feel like I said, even with you guys, it's been a real treat, and I look forward to many more opportunities and everything. And then again, one of the things, once we have gotten to that, I was just thinking, then we really do need to deliver. We need to, in other words,
ooh, I like that.
Put some proof in the putting, you know, bring it forth now. We can have all of the different things, but, yeah, we do. We need to deliver our results and bring
like
it,
that.
Yeah, so into fruition and all, because we can be in the land of gonna do. That's what I call it. I said land of gonna do. Gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
G-O-N-N-A, gonna, D-O,
that's
do.
Right. I love that, land of gonna do.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
So
we have to, yeah, we do. We have to deliver, which goes into, like I said, sign, still deliver your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get through with everything else, we do need to make it something that is visible. The vision has to become visible.
If we would just quiet ourselves down, Anita, and I tell a lot of my clients this, you know, it's a very important aspect of, you know, delivering what God wants you to have in your life. If we could just quiet our minds and quiet our spirits down,
uh-huh.
we always will hear God speaking to us. If we can just stop that little negative voice and quiet it down, quiet ourselves down to the point of being able to meditate and connect with that higher power, we will get our answer. We will get our answer.
And that is true. And that's why, you know, a lot of times, like I said, he says, you know, wait, I say, but, you know, on the Lord, wait doesn't mean do nothing. That's another, I say, misconception people have about the word when it says that. Wait, it means to, you continue preparing. You're always in that preparation mode for such time that it's that you're supposed to then bring it forth. And so when the still voice, like you were saying, a lot of times we need to listen to that, because we do, we're so busy talking, you know. And I always say that sometimes delay doesn't mean denied.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, see, delay does not mean denied.
Exactly.
Once we get...
Exactly.
Now, if we are, we can be, like I said, we can self be our, wound ourselves. We can be have self-inflicted wounds and all. But see, at such a point in time, and I always believe that as long as we know that we are in position, we're in position mode, we're ready to engage and move out and everything. The delay may be that the timing is not right. There is, we can't get confused with that, as opposed to the fact that we need to, we're the ones that is perpetuating the delay. See, there's a difference. Timing, God's timing is different than ours.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That is so true.
We say no more denial on this part, that's saying, I can't do this. Because of this, no more denial. No more, like I said, sabotaging our dreams and our goals and our aspirations and our visions and things. No more of that. But, again, sometimes delay doesn't mean, like I said, that we can't, that we're being denied. It just means maybe not at this moment, not at this time. But that doesn't mean that the opportunity still doesn't exist and that it will not happen. But that's why, as you had said, Kathy, we need to listen to that still soft voice. And then we won't have that sense of defeat, because we know it's going to happen. But hold on. Hold up a little bit, you know.
Right. I have an email note here. That's one of the things I'm going to start doing. I haven't talked about how the show was going to be designed in the new year, but that's one of the things I'm going to start doing. It's because a lot of people do email, I'm going to start reading some emails. But I'm going to just go ahead and read one here. Actually, this young lady's name is Anita. Isn't that amazing? And she is asking if there was one thing that you could advise her on as to what to do to get out of her stuck rut, what would it be?
One thing that I would advise her to do what now?
Get out of her stuck rut is the way
stuck
wrote it.
Oh, stuck rut. Okay.
Stuck
rut. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, again, I would say do what you're doing, but try doing it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you're involved in, you're engaged with, don't do things so much by rote, where it's this sequence is always this sequence and all. If you sometimes give yourself, just do it a different way, that'll add freshness. And then you, then it'll allow you to look and maybe possibly explore, oh, I did it, and this has been good for me because it's not the way I've always done it. And then that gets you out of that stuck rut.
Right.
Do what you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing. If it's just sometimes sequencing, changing your order of anything can bring freshness because it's not the same humdrum.
Yeah, I like that. That's great advice, Anita. And I'd also add, be willing to reward yourself. And that's not just for the writer, but, you know, for anyone who's listening. Sometimes we're so hard on ourselves, Anita. Well, I didn't get enough done. So, and then that negative voice takes over. Even if you get one, you wrote in. I'm very proud of you, Anita, for writing in. Reward yourself for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ask the question. That's a good step. That's a good first step.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take the first step to get to the second and third and fourth step.
Right, right. And then, again, do whatever it is that you're getting, like the rut. Again, like you say, just change up. So, you know, I've always been like that. I think about even when I would go different routes when we used to, before busing, you know, we'd walk home from school. I'd like to change up just for a difference and all. And my dad used to tease me about that. He said, boy, they could never catch up with you because they never know which way you come. Sometimes just change up and switch up doing what you normally do, your routine.
I like that.
Just do it slightly different. Yeah.
I like that.
That'll give you that freshness. It's not like, oh, here we go again.
That is so true. Yeah, if you typically drive to work one direction, go a different route.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a different sight. You'll see a different sight.
And Kathy and Anita, if I can just interject real quick, because I know we're getting close to time. I like the going a different route. The other thing that you have to be able to recognize in the midst of the whether you're in a stuck rut or not is you have to be honest with yourself. Are you really stuck as you think you are? Because sometimes you're making progress. You're doing.
Hello?
You see?
Well, Tony's really having phone problems this evening, but
that's a good point.
I mean, are you as stuck as you think you are, like you
said?
Again, there's that destructive thinking.
Right, right.
And there's those negative words. You're convincing yourself that you're stuck, but you really aren't.
And sometimes, you know, I know, and I'm giving, like I said, you know, and disclaimer, hey, I'm sharing with you. Sometimes I try to have everything so perfect that that's also something that can cause you to feel that stuck rut. You work at trying to dot every I and cross every T. And a lot of times that does. That's stifling to you. And so that can contribute to that stuck rut syndrome. And so that's another thing. Sometimes, you know, just keep it moving, as the young people say, just keep it moving.
That's right. Go with the flow. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a very good, great advice, Anita, great advice. Just go with the flow. You're right. Sometimes we get so caught up in being a perfectionist.
Yes.
And everything has to be exactly a particular way when, you know, just get it done. Just
right.
You know, it's not necessarily how much you get done, but just the fact that you get something done. So that's great advice. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Don't get caught up in how much. Just
right.
Get something done.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And work on that and keep it moving. Boy, but Tony,
right.
he was bounced off, huh?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and you were,
I don't know.
We kind of took your part. Listen, we went on it, took your part and kind of expounded on it. But go back to
what you
were saying about you may not be as stuck as you, because listen to me, I'm the guest. I'm up here asking you to go back. But it was a good point, and I was ready.
No, I was just saying that, you know, I think one of the challenges with a lot of folks is that things may not be moving as quickly as they expect it to move, and so they have a perception that they're stuck. And the truth of the matter is they're actually making progress. Mm-hmm. It's just not moving as quickly as they think it should.
Right.
And they have to be honest. They have to take an honest look at the situation. And when they take the honest look and they take the opportunity to really see, they are moving. It's just
right.
not moving the way they think it should move. And the
right.
thing about it is, and we were talking about a spiritual side of things, you know, as you mentioned earlier, our time is not God's time. He
right.
said that he would deliver us. He didn't say he would deliver us on our time.
Exactly.
So we have to have that discipline and that patience. Patience is a part of this whole thing, too. And
right.
I know it's
and
not a D word.
That's where faith comes in, too. That's where faith comes in.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You talked about that. That's where faith comes in, because that's
absolutely.
A very important component.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
So that's what I was saying.
Well, I enjoyed that. And like I said, I just, I really have, you know, appreciated this opportunity because, again, I've been doing this for a long time, but I must say, to have been given this particular opportunity, I am just most humbled and appreciative. And you guys, like I said, I just think, again, we always have to be open to get outside of our comfort. And I just, that's why I want to encourage people again, as you have your next week and all with the No More Denial, to ponder and to meditate and to really savor some of the things that we shared about, because I don't know about anybody else, but I've walked away with some things that will help me, and I've been a guest.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's a continuous process, and we're ever evolving, growing, going, and that's what keeps us really being viable as individuals and our uniqueness.
That's right. And just celebrate your progress. Celebrate your progress. Don't get so bogged down with the, oh, I'm not all the way where I want to be, but you are further along than you were yesterday or last week. So, you know, just like Anita said, go with the flow. And Anita, believe it or not, you are actually closing out the No More Denial month in, because next Wednesday we were beginning, it would be December the 1st.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah, and we will be starting up our Arrange for a Change. So we are closing out this theme with a bang. You have done a fantastic job, and I very much appreciate you. And could you go ahead really quick, we only have a few seconds left, give your website for our listeners, because this is also going to be an archive download. Our radio shows are available for download 24/7. So what is your website?
It's www.simplyanita.com. So that's simply, SimplyAnita.com. And I appreciate everyone looking and again to see a little bit more about who I am, what I'm about, and the people that I have been able to benefit from and people who have benefited from me. So I really appreciate that. SimplyAnita.com. SimplyAnita.com.
Well, I want to thank you so, so very much for coming on this evening. You have absolutely been a wealth of knowledge. And as I said, next week we will begin our Arrange for a Change theme. You guys, please contact Anita. She is available. You can send her an email and ask her questions if you didn't get a chance to get your question in. And we really enjoyed you tonight. We thank you. And we're going to go ahead and sign off for now.
Well, thank you again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and we are signing off. We will see you next week. Good night, everyone.